As expected, mentioned just this in tips on through the most important items of the department's performance. It starts with the non-financial performance, then it follows the departmental expenditure versus performance. Then it looks at communication outreach program, delivery of the net, the international relations, intergovernmental relations, the accreditation of the municipalities, and then the last item is on job creation. I will deal with the expenditure versus the non-financial performance, and then the COO will then take over from there and take us through the delivery agreement. And I think what right up to the end when we can close that step. If we look on the overall system, I just want to indicate that this presentation is prepared based on quarters. It starts with quarter one. It gives you information with regards to quarter one. And then it moves to quarter two. It gives you information with regards to quarter two. And then it moves over to quarter three. And the budget of the department has been split by quarters based on the claims the department has on how much the department plans to spend versus how much the expense to which the department has achieved. I must also indicate to the chair, just post that, as the DD has also indicated that the presentation does not look into the performance of provinces. It simply looks at the performance of the national department. In terms of the budget, it means that we are just looking at the budget of the department. Versus the 100%. As you know, 97% of our budget is transferred to provinces and to local authorities. The overall achievement by the national department is 79%. For the 2014-2015 financial year in respect of this quarter. Out of 143 targets which were planned, the department achieved 115. This slide looks at the performance and it compares expenditure versus a non-financial performance. If you look for first quarter, the allocation for first quarter is 148,502,483. That's what, in terms of the plans, we plan to spend. But when you look at the actual expenditure and for quarter one, it's 133,376,643, giving you a difference of 15.1 million. In terms of actual expenditure, versus what was planned, in other words, planned spending. We spent 90% of what we planned to spend in quarter one. And when you compare with the achievement of non-financial performance target, we achieved 79% of the target. In other words, we spent 90%, but in terms of actual achievement of non-financial targets, we achieved 79%. When we then move to the second quarter check, the overall performance is 74%. And when you look closely into what makes up that, you will notice that on the overall for quarter two, the planned spending was 240 million. The actual expenditure is 149.4 million, which means that we spent 70% in quarter two of what we planned to spend. And in terms of achieved targets, we achieved 74% of our targets in quarter two. You will notice, Chair, that in this quarter, our achievement was higher than the actual expenditure. With regards to the third quarter, Chair, October to December, the overall achievement was 66%. And when you look at the actual expenditure and compare it to the performance, you will notice check that on the overall, the planned spending was 248,790,435, and the actual expenditure is 177,061, giving you a difference of 71,000,000. Which means that in terms of expenditure, we spent 1% of what we planned to spend, but in terms of non-financial targets, we achieved 66% of our target when we compare the two. You will notice here that there are areas where the achievement of target is higher, and there are areas where the achievement is high. For example, if you look for branch 5, 100%, and when you look in the administration, it's 73%. When you look in the branch, it's 82%. So they differ from branch to branch. But on the overall check, we achieved 56% of what we planned to spend. The overall achievement by the department from April to December is 24%. Out of the 391 targets for that period, we achieved 288. I don't want to look into this slide, Chair, because this slide financially it does not give us a correct picture. It does not take us only up to November, and it doesn't take us to December. But when you look at the target, the overall is actually 74%. These are quarter one to quarter three total targets. I don't want to get into the details yet, except to say that you will notice the 56% as mentioned previously in the previous slide. From this slide up, the report gives what actually was done in the department looking at the communication and the outreach program, what actually took place behind the numbers, and the actual activities and the areas and communication and the outreach program, which was taking place through the department. I'll hand over to the COO to take us through, Chair, on these various activities. Thank you, Chair.
We have a long list of outreach activities and activities. I'm going to try and go through all of the activities. If you start
Thank you. Thank you.
target of 15,000, a very huge target, take the Lord and the years to start up and work your function. It is very interesting. We need to do 8 years magic to pay for givers of the resources. And that's what we need to do. Today, we focus on the individual that has been raised lots. Pay support the center and the government. We start with the center. And that is the strategic aspect of our policy. And then there is a recommendation. Thank you.
the one part that is doing that, and the
intention of all the capacity to be certain kind of economic process of the HSL. We started with this one, started with the that means that you can have some kind of
our
Another one, just question, this one of 10,000 QRU, if they can contact the call. Because if they can find, if you can find out about what kind of service you want. Do they have a clear? The issue of possibility and the issue of payment. And the other one, the question is this one of
a significant amount of money that was set aside for this financial year. do have to give reasons why no sales are spent on this. So I just want to find out how much money has been spent on the capacity plan. Thank you, Chair. I think the other questions my colleague will be able to reflect on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lord Chair. I'll take note of your time. First is, I'm just concerned about the trend in the quarter. I'll be happy if maybe the indication of what maybe the reasons of this type of challenge of the event, so that if they possibly that they can be addressed or we can have seen in the event. And then the second one is one more about the Ghana pass on the set of the target, not met again, not even met again. I would like to know also what would be the indication, with the implication, when the targets are not met in the border, what does that mean? Because we know that somewhere there, it's 20% or 100%, but it's 30%. So what is the indication there? And lastly, maybe someone in life I know this. Did she have been about the target, which is that it must be held?
Thank you, Sir Justin, and thank you to the officials for their presentation. Firstly, can I request that in future our report at least the second be numbered? Because it's very difficult to refer, you know, which page when there is no number. And then secondly, in terms of the housing deliver, I've heard that the minister made mention that out of 1.5 million housing opportunities, about half of that would be the upgrade of informal settlements, because the reality is that we cannot be able to give houses to everyone at the same time. But I think what is important for me is to improve the conditions of people where they live. But what has not come out of the report is, what do you mean by upgrade of informal settlement? What exactly is human settlement going to do with regards to that? And then I'm also very interested. You keep on saying HDA is going to acquire pieces of land on behalf of the department, but we don't have the pending project to say, take for an example, we can get, let's say, 10 hectares of land, and then what are the pending projects that you benefit to that piece of land, and whether they talk to what you want to achieve at the end of the day as the department. And then in terms of community outreach program, I think that is a very good program. But what I've seen in terms of the trend regarding this is that we only focus on certain provinces. The provinces that don't form part of your program, like Limpopo, you know, and other Mpumalanga. And then lastly, in terms of the intervention, you say here the department only gets involved when the performance is below 40%. I think for electoral that say below 60%, then the department can get involved. Thank you.
Thank you. not know that. So that's why then you are not able to get a surprise in terms of so which means why is it the opposite? Because you have unions that should be following up on this. From headquarters, you know we are governed by a division of officials from headquarters. What are they doing when we are not there? They cannot follow up on you. So I think maybe this is the two of whom you are not taking the whip. Maybe the deputy minister and the minister, you are not taking the whip. So you are really not helping what happens. Because this department is very difficult. You can't play on things that are not meant for play. You know, this department is not meant for play. It's a serious department. But when things will not be able to, like the chair is saying, times are there, but going down. If you spot you, that you can, and you have people in it, but we can see it with me. There are people who go to work, they don't know what they are going to do. When they were talking, they wouldn't answer a question. Yeah? They could say, but they were back there to make us look at that. So they could, there were many small things they could get forget, they could spot. Now, when we reach one thing they called Mutale, it was just practice, they didn't know that they were the problem. So, I think that's an indication that the leadership of the department may not be taken from the past. So, please lead from the past. And then also your argument, so just do what is happening on the ground. We will not be able to do this. So, then, this is problem two. We need to be told to. Not only affecting on the people, it's also affecting on the personality. Because some of us are happy. We did when we were there. But we think you should be doing it on daily basis. So it's here to us. Because we put, for example, there are areas, the last area we did this. We put some measures up by our presence there. So there are projects that now we know. Mm-hmm. What about yourself? What are you doing here? You didn't get a sense that you are there. Some people just think about our difficulty. So you didn't get that sense that our national government is looking at there. So you're using them to swim if they are successful to the 2030 if they are not. You want that same boy. So we think we must cut the leaf. Unfortunately, we are not ahead. The little much is around the corner. So maybe from today, because you can still do marketing. Like, because people are there. Then that's the leader to push them. Like we did when we went there. So we really would appeal that do something. Once a 3 weeks, you cannot do anything. You can still save the situation. In fact, those people that are moving, but that thing, some politics, you must push them, they must move. So I think it's worth it to go to our system. They have the willingness, but they need to be pushed. How think they can move, they need to be pushed. Because they are not the pandemic, we are seeing they are not supposed to. Not yet, and we are saying, if I don't think you must be there. Not yet. So I think we must also push them, because they are also going to be. So because if the poor people, there are many people who need the first job at this department. So I think, Chair, that is the old system of the portfolio that is not helping. You can't go from, you see, you look good, you think you understand why you are expecting, but your report does tell us that if you understand, you will be okay. So please, we will not help you. We want to do that. You can't go, you must learn a good job from one border, second border. You must then and then come up with a measure that will help you. But it's like a product to every person, not only the union who have, every person who's in there, there for a person. So I think we not to so.
Thank you.
Thank you
for that. Yeah, no, thank you very much. That too, even though it sounded like the second one was being the first person itself. If you look at the plan, that we are moving down to the border by the so if you move from 79 to 74, you went down by 74. And then from 74, one area that when you respond to the comment that you have to the can, the issue of the electrification program, I'm not sure where it is, because I know that wherever we were,
the intervention trade is always a very, very challenging phenomenon in the human settlement sector, because our intervention on non-performance only happens at the end of the second point, which is normally October. And with all due respect, we've been trying to find a better way of dealing with this. It's a very challenging period to intervene and begin to supply. And also, you can't, on the first quarter, make a determination how the second quarter of the province will be, and when then to intervene to make sure that your intervention is well. I'm not declaring this as a challenge that you are trying to work very hard to find a better scientific more formula that we can use. And every year we do that. If you go back 4 years, that we have done this exercise and with challenges, and we have done the same thing again in this financial year. In October, we began to say it is a red flag here, and we began to say, please give us a revised business plan reflecting on what measures are we putting in place to face the challenges, and that has happened. That's why the COO was reflecting how then the target has changed. And if you go to our technical mimic meetings where we sit before the accounting officers, you get to get different explanations why certain targets have not been met and why the ground has moved down and so forth. But it's only at that time, when I was chairperson in October, that we begin to say we may have to make strategic drastic interventions to a point of taking money from non-performing projects. But I must say that's not the right, because construction costs of the pipeline range and identify a ready project for the money to produce and do that assessment project. It's always a choice. But we have done so in the past, we have done it again with attention to the focus in terms of performance and to identify projects that are performing, who can be able to run and take complete advantage of the money and use the money in the sector. But the intervention period is problematic, and that's why we're leading to a shutdown period, which is normally December. And at that time, you have any sense of planning, if you really take this money, are you sure it's going to be spent for the purpose that it should be? So it is a challenge, but we make those interventions. We started to engage with people as early as October. We started to engage with companies as early as October. We started to check business plans of performing provinces as early as October, and we intervened and we started to raise alarm with even our own minister and the MIMEC to say, please make these decisions now for implementation purposes. I remember very well in one MIMEC, because the issue was, can we do it in October? And I said, in November, so November was a slightly late, but to give them a chance to revise their plans, because we don't want to punish our implementing institutions and provinces, but at the same time, we don't want to restrict the balancing act in the failure to perform. So in November, it's only when a formal decision is taken. I don't want to go into the gathering process. As we speak, I would still have to check if the promise we had from Treasury that the gathering process will be concluded this week on Monday, if we get the same time. Another gathering process to now transfer the money, the physical part of it, to do what is intended to do. It's another challenging bureaucratic process. And now you have geared yourself, you have geared the performing provinces, but the money is not sitting there, because there has to be another gathering process to gather the same money to be used for the purpose intended. So we do have a bureaucratic challenge insofar as our intervention. And I'm not justifying our failure to crack the whip. That's precisely why we established the PMU unit, trying to improve on our monitoring tool that we're using at national level. That's why we have PMU. But there are bureaucratic processes that we need to follow, which at times are fundamentally beyond our control. But we always try to do that using the institutions that are referred to. So I'd like that perspective to be understood. We are improving, Honorable Chair and members, on our performance both for our own work as well as for the management of the government. I would like to say that we touch on two key components that have been raised for the government and the issue of writing to them in that, which are the areas that the government is actually on. On the issue of that, I with your permission, to complement the presentation we are doing today. I would like us to do a presentation to the committee on the measures we've taken. I think we still owe it to the committee that we have identified the challenges, we have identified the work that needs to be done regarding the 1994 and beyond. We have put measures in place to have identified one of our members in the institution to provide us with technical assistance. We have put them together, will be implemented. We will require a full presentation on where have we been settled this pre-1994, beyond 1994, and where are we going, and what measures are we putting in place with regard to new projects to make sure that we don't find ourselves just in the same. That will require a very comprehensive, I don't think one would do justice in this meeting to do that, but Chair, we are ready to present together our institution, how far we have gone. On your SDG, it's referring to the system for social flexibility, information that you trust us. Facilitation, usually, or as the first that you deal with the capacity plan issue. So, yes, before you disappear, no, you're not into it. And I kept that meeting. So, you can handle that for the national level program.
On the capacity building grant, there are two elements that we have to discuss. One is to change the process of supervision to test out the plan that we started this year the balance of that challenge is that we have to amend the plan the operation is one that faces it, and not that faces it. So we can't run that. So what treasure is met with them and they agreed that we would spend that time to progress and it would help us to buy systems that were to put in place for the education and we also buy some of the professional contracts. But the matter is, we're not very much worried about the balance because they have time to deal with some of the other priorities also need to publish a lot of analysis process and management. So we will discuss it. We have submitted the instructions and plan that we expect to be successful as well. We should probably be discussing the other issue. The second question was about NASP. I think NASP program is hearing up here on the university. But if you look at the non-financial part of the university, maybe at some point we have to report to what is happening in the different level. But the question that we want to update about part of last is about packaging the grants. We visit all the informal companies this year, the target is 260 informal companies. There we need to have a business plan. We were thinking of adding to those funds end of program. We have about 185 business plans for the household grants. The problem is that the budget for last is incredibly low. And it takes a little bit of time to bring the change until we start to expand the argument and we have agreed on the work that they can deliver. We can't expect, we can't pay the cost for that. So there is a long chain of managing municipalities, managing the service program, and it's time to take the part that what we are getting from the service provider is what we need to do. And we will spend the masters. I'm not very much worried about that. That's a good thing.
On the catalytic project, if I may proceed to another chair, the approach that we have adopted is that if we, it's within the MDS of period to identify critical catalytic projects to achieve what we want to achieve in terms of housing opportunities that we want to put 5 million. We have established a team and we have received a series of indicators, various proposals from various institutions that we work with, local government, provincial departments, as well as the private sector. until the MTS MTS contact until then we are able to see our host opportunity. Because we don't want to be anything for chance that numbers will be able to some of the issues I've given to deal with, but one issue that I needed to touch upon was the whole issue of our percentage as it is like accumulated by the colleagues. It is, of course, we have decided to do, as we always do, an honest assessment of our studies on that particular school. So we don't want to send the wrong messages here. We don't want to deal with operational issues, which sometimes it's very difficult to put your numbers on them, but they do appear in our system. What we have done, as obviously, was to look into what measures we need to participate to make sure that we are on that school. What is good about it is methods that are within our own control. So it's a doable thing. That's why I say it was easy for me to confirm that this level will improve, because these are operational issues. As you know, it's 70% of our budget and it's mainly operational methods. So it's something that we can do quite easily internally, and we have done that exercise as of yesterday, and we are putting measures to give you that and one of the key areas that has been affected is the PMU area, and one of the key items in the PMU area is the last program that has made a reference to where it comes to significant measures that can be taken in that area from a capacity point of view. And the definition of assessment and upgrading is more about assessment, because there are different phases. When you're doing informal settlement, the most critical element is the assessment that you're busy with. And we first, as you all know, that rather than for the national department to simply look into what municipalities are doing, what is it that is lacking? What intervention is required to deal effectively with management and upgrading of informal settlements, and pick up that this technical capacity that sometimes is not there at a municipal level? That's why we have identified so many municipalities for assisting them with technical assessment, and that is what is at national level. And we've identified 300 municipalities where we are doing direct intervention. Because you cannot upgrade something that you don't understand what is all about. Some informal settlements will require in-situ upgrades, you don't have to remove them but provide services where they are. But some they don't require that. And the assessment that you do into informal settlements will be able to give you an indication what kind of an approach do you need to use as you deal with this particular infrastructure. So that's why assessment of that is important. But what we mean by 2019 is that what is it that once you have done the assessment in the first phase will be done to upgrade those informal municipalities, not to assessment. First phase is assessment, as we are doing right now, and the assessment will inform us what needs to be done. That's when then we are also working with municipalities to say, on the basis of this assessment, in this particular informal settlement, this is the approach we can use to upgrade or to even remove some of our residents who are in prior areas. So that's an approach that we have working on. I think I've covered most of the ground in the past week. I think therefore to respond to some of the areas of the future. That's right. Therefore, with your permission, I have a question.
Thank you.
With the first question on
in all the quarters. With regards to understanding my branches, I think the honest response about it is that we had too many vacant positions. our vacancy rate was too high. At one point, we reached 100 vacant positions. Now, the challenge about it was that is that. The challenge about it is that in the current financial year, those positions are funded.
Before the DG get out of that door, I just want in your presence to confirm that the progress report of the guiding piece that you have promised, we want it in the next portfolio position. So, okay, and when are we going to do implementation to address all the challenges?
Thank you, Chair. I was saying, Chair, that the challenge about it is that we reached a point where our vacancy rate was too high, and those positions were funded in the current financial year. But during the midterm budget, Treasury, as we know, due to the inflation in this class, cut our budget over the MPF. In the year one, which is the next financial year, we got a cut of 4.7 million. Now, those positions are funded current financial year, but in the new financial year, they are not funded. We can't fill them, and that is impacting on the level of under expenditure we are actually seeing. This is an unfortunate situation. It's going to impact on our ability to work. We will have to try and use some other ways and means to ensure that we achieve our strategic objectives. But the reality is that moving forward, we will not have those positions funded. And in the current financial year, we cannot fill them because we will not be able to take salary moving forward in the financial year. I think, Chair, most of there was also a question about the 97%, because the presentation focuses a lot on the 3%, that we need to also give an indication of what is the performance of the 97%. We will forward share the very important part to indicate how the provinces have performed, because the majority of that 97% are grants going to provinces and local resources. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just want to say to members, we do take the notes that you have, the concern that you raised around the fact that our performance is depleted. And I think it's a matter that we have dealt with when we met in May 2 And one of the things that we have done was to take the issue of both funding and the focus there. And I agree that we can't have a situation where the progress has been focused coming the way it is. But members must remember the focus of those provinces, which is certainly human settlement, but was under that 1300. So that impacted on procurement very badly. But I think it's not an excuse for us not to be there and help them getting out of that situation. That is why at the moment, about the decision by the minister for the DG to urgently meet with the MEC of the province and work out a work plan of getting them out of the ICU scenario. And I'm very excited about the approach that we have taken on funding. So, Chairman, we are with you, and I'm sure the CFO is here and other officials. It's important that we take ourselves seriously, because if we don't take ourselves seriously as a department, nobody will take us seriously. And I think the issue of us being for the poorest of the poor, the world who dies that we have in our house, we can't afford that, because if it goes down, China is going to cut the house going forward. So we need to put that we are a department which is able to spend.
Thank you very much, colleagues and members, I think for me the comfort is that the commitment of the department to one bring a presentation and the concerns around the issue of disabilities, and that will be done to the next session of the program. And that will be accompanied with your concerns in terms of the report that you would want more to see. Which should be clear for them to affect that that's what we said. Yes, there is also a commitment from the department that there will be an improvement on spending and supplement in the next fourth quarter, which we all know that is a matter of weeks from now. So we will be waiting the committed correct. And for us the importance is as the beginning that important here is that as the performance goes down, to a person on the street, it means service delivery is going down. That's what it is meant to. Somebody else might say, no, it's not service delivery, it's just a business fair, but from somebody who is a social intention, it's about service delivery. That's why you see us very worried about it. So we are very, very, very it was the fact that there is that commitment of the department. We've been waiting for those reports. And I want to say to the department that that report of the fourth quarter comes, stay home. Club will be ready off. We have to work it out. Club will be ready off. So we really want to see everything. We want to see that it's free. We don't want to see a decline. We want to see an upward movement. I don't know, Honorable Member, if there's anything. Honorable, sorry?
Thank you, Chairperson, is not that much, but my concern, Chairperson, is the one of the bomb. We were under the bomb, the 40 system of the bomb, the province, the district, and the parliament. The parallel municipality was not changed. So their report shows that there is a problem in the Congo. So the court today actually confirmed what we saw at the Congo. Please, can you take the measures that in the Congo? Because things are not going well.
For me, the reason why I am even there is simply because of the comfort that there is a protocol agreement which will be able to scrutinize. That protocol agreement between the MEC and the Minister, the DG and the HOD, which talks about the delivery. For me, that protocol is issue. So that's why I believe the process. Because already, what we saw is, for me, this report for me is actually an indictment on us of what we saw there. And at the end of the day, why could we end that problem? It's not that popular. But at least it means we're doing the right thing. Because what we saw there, that is what we have in our hands. So that's why I ignore the report there. But safe to say that when those documents and those reports are changed, then we'll be able to discuss it. I thought, let us be compassionate about that. And the commitment from the side of the department, and the commitment from the side of the ministry, and therefore, all that we need to do now is to work at the heart, but come back here and be able to do this. Thank you very much, thank you very much, department. Thank you very much. I think on this note, let me really declare this meeting. Let me adjourn. Let me not close.